Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. Reed Kerr here with your Friday edition at readaboutit.com, the podcast for this week. We'll talk a little TV, talk a very small amount of sports, and other stuff. I don't know if you saw this or read the blog yesterday, but hey, global warming's been solved. The Weather Channel guy says there's no global warming, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know. But if the threat of global warming is enough to keep my dumbass neighbors from, changing the oil in their truck and pouring it right down their toilet, then I'm okay with being afraid until we figure out exactly what's going on. On the podcast this week, let's do a little TV. Are you afraid of the writer's strike like I am? I mean, we just got our television back and back the way I like it, and now there's a writer's strike, and this could go on for a while. The thing I'm terrified of is more reality television. I mean, I've been a long-spoken critic of reality. You know, I think I have way too much of it in my life. And I don't need to see them trotting out any possible, you know, permutation of what's out there to try to catch somebody's eye, since they can't have anybody write this stuff anymore. I don't want to see Who Wants to Marry an Amish Guy. I don't want to see Survivor Iowa or Rectal Surgery with the Stars, and I don't want to see anything where Flavor Flav has more bastard children. I just don't need those things. I'm tired of reality shows where people cook. I don't get that. It's cooking. How do I know what it tastes like? Why are you asking me to vote on how it tastes? You're right there. Shouldn't you be able to just reach over and take a fork and see who's got the best food? And while I'm at it, is Dr. Phil the fattest guy ever to write a best-selling diet book? How did we let that happen? Anyway, the writer's strike, it's underway even as we speak, and luckily that does not affect the quality of humor, or perhaps unluckily does not affect the quality of humor here at readaboutit.com. Quick fantasy football update. I'm in two leagues. I'm undefeated in one, and I'm still getting my ass handed to me in the other league. Has anything like this ever happened to you? Not necessarily football related, as most of my sports things are really not about sports, but I decided to set up a league to play with other friends. I have a league that I've been in for about 14 years with my best friends, and we talk a lot of trash in the league, and we take it fairly serious. I wanted to set one up so my mom could play and my girlfriend Kimberly could play, and I set one up to teach them how to play, and they're just beating me into the ground in this league. I was dead last for most of the year, and so therefore my expert opinion is not really worth a whole lot. Does that ever happen to you? You ever set yourself up as an expert on something, and the next thing you know, you're just getting pounded at it? That's why it's best most of the time just to stay quiet. Quick look on the pop culture front at TV. Nip Tuck is back. Watched the first two episodes the other night. It is good again. It's funny. The humor is back. They went to Hollywood, and they're really enjoyable. They've kind of spun things around, and Christian's, he is now not the one everybody wants. So It's good. There's a lot of twists in the first two episodes. Keep me paying attention. Heroes. Yeah, I'm in danger of this one. I could not wait for Heroes to come back after the first, I guess, two episodes. I was fairly well bored out of my mind. After the third episode, the Wonder Twins of Life and Death, they just bore the pea doodle out of me, as we would say in polite company here in Texas. But the last couple episodes, I have not yet watched. I'll be honest with you. It's gone from must-see TV to, I'll get to it after Bret Michaels' Rock of Love is over. So the spinoff that they were going to be doing, Heroes Origins, you know, the one that Kevin Smith was going to be doing the first story arc on, it is on hiatus, ostensibly because of the writer's strike. But this was announced before the writer's strike. So either they were pretty sure the writers were going to strike, or they were pretty sure the ratings for Heroes were not going to be bouncing back up to their year one numbers, or maybe a little bit of both. It's suddenly not must-see TV. Can't explain it. Maybe I can't explain it. No focus. Too many new characters. Too many of them. I already don't remember who was on the show last year. So you got to do something about that. The show that I'm actually having the most fun with lately is Dexter. Don't know if you guys are watching this. It's on Showtime, which is really notable for not a whole lot else other than Dexter. And maybe, I guess, Weeds and Californication, which I thought was pretty funny. But Dexter, a story about a lovable serial killer. It's best I can put it. This year has been very good. The turnabout from the year one when he was in control, and now he feels hunted. Whether or not he is, we won't know for quite a while. But it's very interesting. So if you have not checked it out, I think you can watch it online, or you can get Showtime, which Just steal it off your neighbor's cable, and that's what I'm doing. That is a quick look at all things pop culture. As always, feel free to drop me a line here. And I feel good doing the podcast because I can actually read out my email address and not have people spam me on it. So, you know, you post that anywhere on the internet, and within 3 days, you have offers in your mailbox, thousands of offers to buy every drug known to man, and some of them that they just made up. So, if you'd like to not send me those, but yet make comments, you can either do it here on the blog, or you can also do it at snowfire51, S-N-O-W-F-I-R-E 51, at Gmail, G-M-A-I-L. See, I got that far, and I screwed it up. Gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend. And remember, it is National Blog Posting Month. The blogs do continue over the weekend. Be back next Friday with more. Take care. Have a good weekend, and we will see you back shortly.